That's it for Information Desk this week, and our next section of news consists of items that are to do with living as a community and issues with law and order. We learn how the police are trying to make more connections with communities and how low investment in education could push vulnerable children into crime. On the motoring side, we have a woman launching a petition for more speed bumps and proposed changes in parking controls.
Facebook, WhatsApp and weekly action days are on the agenda for police in Norwich as they try to connect with people after the loss of police community support officers. And public meetings falling out of favour, with Norwich Commander Superintendent Terry Lorden saying minimal people turn up. The city team lost 27 PCSOs under the Norfolk 2020 restructure last April and are seeking ways to get communities more engaged, including getting more active on social media. Superintendent Lorden said he now had all his officers embedded in areas and ready to react to concerns. He said safer neighbourhood action panel meetings have been revived in the districts, but public meetings were not enough. If you hold a community meeting, you will get minimal people turn up, he said. I want to start looking at Facebook and WhatsApp to get communities more engaged. Once a week now, we have a number of dedicated beat managers across the district having community action days in various locations. That might be enforcement or warrants, but it is also an opportunity to reach out to local communities and do a leaflet drop to let people know what we have been doing in an area. It's about how do we get communities more engaged with social media using new technologies. With community action days, we will see gazebos going up, which could be used as a base for joint working in and around that area. An action day saw officers deployed to the Mile Cross estate and parts of Catton Grove. Police also erected a gazebo on Bowers Avenue for people to speak directly with officers about any concerns they have in the area. The patrols were carried out following reports of drug dealing, groups of youths causing trouble and uninsured motorbikes being driven across parks and pavements. PC Marison said high visibility patrols would be carried out every week across different parts of the city. It is not just about enforcement, it is understanding those key areas and looking for solutions, said Superintendent Lorden. I want to have a very good read of any area where people have a fear of crime or antisocial behaviour. If they do not want to turn up to a meeting, there are means for them to communicate with us.
We shouldn't be surprised when children in Norwich are driven to gangs and drugs. That's the view of the boss of an influential Norwich charity, as she raised concerns that organisations trying to help them are overlooked for financial support. Lorraine Bliss, chief executive of the St Edmunds Society, said a theme was emerging of education institutions which help disadvantaged children being ignored when it came to investment. The St Edmunds Society provides alternative education provision for children who've struggled in mainstream schools, including those who have special educational needs or are more at risk of being drawn into criminal activity. It's involved in the Norwich Opportunity Area Scheme, which aims to improve the education and life chances of disadvantaged young people. But in a letter to the New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership, Ms. Bliss said there was a danger of creating simply elitist programs for the most able, where others feel completely and utterly left behind. She added, "When they do, can we really be surprised that they find themselves gravitating into gang cultures and drugs when they see and receive almost no help and no future?" A spokesman for the New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership said, "Driving inclusion and skills is a priority theme of the economic strategy for Norfolk and Suffolk and a key ambition for New Anglia LEP. The New Anglia Youth Pledge is our commitment to help every young person in our two counties into work, training or continued education."
A woman who has warned it is just a matter of time before someone is seriously injured in a car crash on her street has set up a petition calling for speed bumps to be installed. Amy Myers, who lives in Sandy Lane in Lakenham with her three young children, says she has lost count of how many accidents and car crashes there have been on the road since she moved there 4 years ago. Now, tired of all the accidents and worried that one day someone could be seriously injured in a crash on the road, Ms. Myers has set up a petition calling for speed bumps to be installed in the street. citing several occasions where cars had taken the bend at the end of the street too fast, causing them to crash into other cars or, on one occasion, a block of flats. The 31-year-old said the safety of the road was a big worry, especially as a pedestrian. Being a single mum, I've always got one of my children in the pushchair and the other two walking. With three children, you've always got to have eyes in the back of your head anyway. But there's no zebra crossing and you have to be so careful of where you cross, she said. She added that the road was used as a shortcut. I think people use it as a rat run and at night cars just come screeching down here. People don't realise how sharp that bend is. Despite the Norwich Road having been made a 20-mile-per-hour zone earlier this year, Ms Myers said drivers frequently go faster than that. The new 20-mile-per-hour speed limit hasn't been up for very long, but nobody is sticking to it. There's nothing like the kids' signs you see in other parts of the city. No one is sticking to the speed limit and there's nothing else in place, and that's why I've set up the petition.
A Norwich supermarket has submitted an application to install a new number plate recognition camera in its car park. Waitrose Limited has sought permission from Norwich City Council to install a new ANPR camera in the car park of its Church Lane store in Eton. If approved, the new camera will be fitted to an existing lamppost. It'll record the number plates of cars leaving and entering the car park via the Church Lane entrance and will be managed by Britannia Parking.